This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Start this show off that way, but I wanted to. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you are safe and sound wherever you hail from and you're listening to my voice right now. Yet we're happy, and why are we happy? Because it's been over 70 days now that we have seen gas go down. I've mentioned this back in March when it started to get really tight and how terrible it was in June, and filling up my SUV was over $100. Yes. And I was so happy the other day when it actually was down more than 40. So I think I said like a week ago it was $40 cheaper, which is so shocking. $42 cheaper. It makes me very, very happy. And I know, like the rest of you, you hate it when you're getting squeezed by paying high gas prices, because we go to the grocery store and we feel like we have to surrender our wallets the second we walk in, right? It's like a stick-up. So the fact that at least we're getting that big break as far as gas is concerned, it just feels so, so, so good. And I wanted to start off on a high note. So how's that for you? Because, of course, we're going to get down into it. What happens in this country and what's the buzz in your backyard and what's the buzz in my backyard is really what this is all about for the past 15 years. I want to hear from you, your voices. And you always have a voice on the show, and that's why we have an amazing amount, I think, of email that we get every single show. I've said this before. I worked in the biggest media market, New York, and we never had this kind of email. This is a thoughtful audience where you like to kind of, you kind of absorb what's happening, and then you let your thoughts fly. And I know there are lots of thoughts on the 100 classified documents that have been recovered at Mar-a-Lago and what happened in the various visits to Donald Trump's palace, that why was there this big shakedown all of a sudden the last time around, plus the president announcing a move to cut 10,000 in student loan debt on Wednesday. That was a very, very big story, but one that really set some people off who felt like, I don't know how you feel, like you scrambled to pay for college for your kids, or your kids had to scramble, and so why should the taxpayers eat it? But that's what's going to happen. So this was a big story, a forgiveness plan that will cost us billions. Is it fair or foul? And a lot of different groups have come out swinging against this. That, you know, one Republican senator said, I thought it was interesting when he was asked about this, Senator Kevin Cramer, a Republican from North Dakota, said, look, this is part of the runaway spending with this Inflation Reduction Act and the student loan forgiveness. The problem is, he said, in his mind, it would create perverse incentives. So he was saying it would start with the increase of tuition costs, right? That we'd have this oversupply of money in a low demand market, and that would create inflation. So if you gave every kid in America $1,000 toward the next semester of college, the price of college goes up by $1,000, and it would be this push-pull reverse thing. If you did it, if you looked at the statistics, that's what you would see. The incentives wouldn't be there. Then you had the NAACP slamming Biden over the student loan debt cancellation program. And so, you know, you say, well, what is that? 10,000 for each borrower. Why would they slam it? What are they talking about? They're saying the plan and the other side of this is inadequate to address the $1.75 trillion in student debt that is held by Americans. So this is the other side of it. Who gets to get the loan forgiveness and who doesn't get it? So what the NAACP president, Derek Johnson, who's been on the show before, said in a statement he released is, this isn't good for black voters who turned out in record numbers, right? So supposedly to save the democracy. And if it's true, then we've experienced the same thing that we've experienced so many times before. So then it's the question of targeting who gets the breaks, who gets the big breaks. And they're talking about a couple of different plans, which would just be flat out eliminating $10,000 from every borrower making less than $125,000 a year. That's what the Wall Street Journal threw out. And it would end up costing more to taxpayers, of course, but how they end up doing this, how they end up parceling this out, we'll see. But it's going to happen. I mean, it's happening. So I'd be curious about how you feel, yay or nay, on the student loans. What do you think? And, of course, the other part of this is, which I think is outrageous and really difficult for college students, and I can't imagine, college costs are so high, they are multiple times the rate of inflation over 50 years. So that's the other problem with this, right? The out-of-control amount of tuition so often that students have to pay. You know, this is one of the things about serving in the military that is so great for so many that have. They've taken advantage of the GI Bill, and they've been able to go to school. That's one, you know, that's one of the, I'll call it perks, benefits, whatever you want to say, and I think it's well-deserved. And it's, I can't imagine paying that amount. I remember going to school, and my father died when I was young, and my mother saved, and we made it happen, but we paid, you know, like I worked, I did the whole working thing. My brother worked. And so I feel for students that have really an unreachable hill to climb when you talk about what the tuition is. That is certainly something to examine. And this is definitely the buzz in the backyard. If you judge Facebook, by being virtual water cooler buzz, that's what people were talking about today. Some people going after students and the whole loan forgiveness thing, saying that I paid, why shouldn't you pay, that kind of thing. In fact, I would say it was mostly running in that direction, maybe 60-40, something like that. But or give them a break, give the students a break, and then what can they do ultimately with their lives that benefit the U.S.? How do they give back? It is a tricky, tricky thing, for sure. No question about it. So we started off with the happy. And there are a lot of things to be happy about, including, perhaps, depending on how you voted, the way some of the primaries went, because we are deep into primary season. I got some of that coming up on the flip side.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
And then coming up, we're going to bounce back and tell you something about what's happening with the politics across the land in these primaries I mentioned. I will tell you that Charlie Crist will represent on the Democratic side that race for Florida governor. I mean, that's with 99% of the vote in. It was inevitable that he would have nailed that. He's a big name with the Democrats and in Florida politics, going up against Ron DeSantis, who, of course, we all know wants to run for president. But he still will, of course, continue to want to be governor, and then we'll see what happens with the Republicans when we get closer to the presidential races. You know, that'll make a very, very big difference. But that's just one of the things that have happened politically speaking, because in New York there were some key races and a couple of other places as well. But let's go to the mailbag. Let's go to Nick, who says, hey, Kate, I'll tell you what, I think I heard you talking about what was going on with the IRS and the fact that all that money was being dumped, the $78 billion was part of that Inflation Reduction Act. And now, because the IRS is being targeted by a bunch of nutballs, they're talking about having to spend money to secure every single IRS facility. Can you imagine how much the money will go toward that? Yes, there was there have been a lot of threats to people who work for the IRS. So the whole idea is there was a story that came out that, okay, we're going to go for the small businesses. We're hiring more IRS agents to do these audits. And so that's the people who were going to be squeezed. Then Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said, no, we're hiring auditors who can enforce the tax laws against higher income Americans and corporations, not the middle class. along with employees to provide customer service to taxpayers, because you can't get anyone on the phone when you get screwed up with your taxes. I know people who are owed money, like a lot of money, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000, and they still haven't gotten it back. And every time they go to fill something out, it doesn't work, and they're frustrated, and they can't get through, because I always tell them, here's the number, call the number, they can't get through. So this is the whole thing about where the staff will go. And what's interesting is now, for real, people have been targeted. And you got to think about this. The typical IRS worker is not that person, right? But they've got 600-plus facilities. So now they're saying that they've got to monitor perimeter security. They have to have designated restricted areas, exterior lighting. They have more security around the entrances to any of the facilities and other protection. Now, they already do have some of that, because I've been in the one in Philadelphia, and you're not getting in. If you went in and you'd have, I don't even know if you could do this, because of how secure it is, but if you tried to drive through the front of it, maybe, but you'd have a tough time getting past the kind of security they already have. But they're trying desperately to protect people that are just the workers of all different types for the IRS because of now these, they say, misperceptions about the work. I mean, listen, I say on the show all the time, what is the IRS? The three dreaded letters, right? Because so many of the little guys get the hassles. And they get the hassles, and they feel like they're really being the ones who are squeezed. So, yes, you are right about that. They are stepping that up. So, certainly some of that money, I would assume, would go in that direction. That is pretty interesting. It's the world we live in, right? Something happens, and it's something happens that makes enough people on the nuttier side. I mean, they're saying the extreme right, and this is extreme terrorism and whatnot. It is extreme for anybody who's just going to go after people that they have no idea even what their job is just because they happen to work for the three dreaded letters. All right, and this one from Josephine. Hi, Ms. Delaney. My husband listens to your show, and I have started listening, too. I heard you talking about the flooding in Dallas. Aren't you glad that you got out of Dallas just in time? But there was some deep flooding that happened also into one of the places I know that you visited many times, Jackson, Mississippi. We had some flash floods here as well. And I know my cousin in Louisiana said they had, you know, 8-9 inches of rain in Archibald. So there were some places that got hit just as badly in central Mississippi and also in the sort of the northeast corner of Louisiana. And it's been pretty tough. And if you were right when you talk about if there's creeks or lakes or whatever, or reservoirs, that's where the flooding can be really bad, or in some of those low-lying areas. Yeah, and I mean, that's it. You nailed it. That's it exactly, where you don't want to be out in that stuff, because that's why they call it flash flooding. Or, you know, the rain is coming down so hard, obviously in those low-lying areas, that's where you're going to get hit with it, and no surprise, your car could be a floating, you know, pontoon boat, only you'd be in the bottom half of it, and that's not good. And that's not what anybody wants to see. It's interesting about Dallas. Five really close friends, I immediately reached out to them, and all five were fine. And one's an engineer, one works for a financial company, and so does her husband, another one's a school teacher, another one has their own business. And, you know, what they all had in common is they were working from home. It's like, I know you're working from home. And so they weren't in the middle of any of that, and they didn't go out in the middle of it or think, oh, I could just go run out and do an errand. They knew, hey, we know what sheets of rain are like, and we're not going to take that chance. That's what people have to remember. When you have it coming down that quickly, you can't play chicken with it. You just, I'm just going to run down a couple of blocks to the 7-Eleven, new, because that's when you get hit. That's when you can't beat it out. I mean, what the bottom line is. That's a bottom line. All right, let's move on to this one. I love this from Jake, who is obviously paying attention. Kate Delaney, I know that you pay attention to the fossilish, I like that word, I don't even know if it's a word, it's not, fossilish side of life. I've heard you talk about your nephew and crawling around digging up rocks in the great state of Texas, and I wondered if you'd ever been to Dinosaur Valley State Park, and I bet you have, near Fort Worth. Because of the drought, there were more dinosaur footprints that were revealed, and that made some big national headlines. Taking a break from politics and everything else that infuriates me, I thought I would throw that out there to you. Yes, I'm aware of it. I've been to Dinosaur Valley State Park. I've actually, there's places where you can swim, and I've gone swimming there, and there are areas where there are exposed tracks already, and it is the coolest thing. I have probably, I don't know, probably 20 pictures of myself or my family or whatever near these tracks, because it blew me away when I first moved there and saw it. I thought it was the coolest damn thing. I did. And then I found out that they dug up some of this Paluxy River. They dug up some of the dinosaur prints, and they put the footprints, and they put them in the Natural History Museum in New York City. And that was, it was just wild to be there walking through that and seeing it. But now they have really a lot of tracks. I mean, these are tracks from millions of years ago. I just want you to think about that for a second. Put yourself in that spot. You're going there to hang out in this really nice state park, and you get to walk where the dinosaurs walked, and you clearly, and they're real. I mean, this is no fake. And you see these tracks, and it is incredible. And because of the drought, and it's dried up that river, more have been found where you can actually see, you know, them walking, where you see like 25, 30 tracks, and that is pretty mind-blowing. That was a good break from everything else. I mean, now, of course, you got the rain, and maybe it'll get hidden again, but they've blocked off some of that area, and they have certainly documented it and taken pictures of it, and you can see it if you look it up, and it is pretty impressive to see those tracks. There's something about the history of that, right? About looking at fossils and where they came out of and tracing back in your mind, thinking of how old it is. And that's the deal with those dinosaur tracks. All right, remember, you can send me your thoughts on anything, whether it's dinosaur tracks or the price of gasoline or the local politician that infuriates you or whatever it is. Just send it to kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. Several primary elections got underway on Tuesday. Representative Jerry Nadler is projected to beat Representative Carolyn Maloney in the Democratic primary for New York's 12th congressional district. It's a contest that pitted two powerful committee chairs with decades of experience in the House against each other. Three major networks called the race before 9:35 p.m. Eastern Time. Meanwhile, Representative Val Demings is projected to have coasted to victory on Tuesday in Florida's Democratic Senate primary. She'll take on Senator Marco Rubio in November. Demings, a former Orlando police chief, won her House seat in 2016. And the Center Square is reporting that spending on food stamps has increased by $53.5 billion, or 89%, in the two pandemic years. This is USA Radio News. One school district in Ohio will welcome students back on Wednesday, but things may look a little different. Tim Berg reports.
Students in Ohio's largest school district will start the new school year Wednesday despite a teacher strike. Columbus City School students will begin the year with online learning while teachers are on strike. The city's mayor has asked the teachers' union and the school board to return to negotiations, saying many students have already missed out on school due to COVID.
That's Tim Berg reporting. President Joe Biden is expected to announce his long-delayed move to forgive up to $10,000 in federal student loans for many Americans and extend a pause on payments to January. This according to three people familiar with the plan. The announcement could come Wednesday. Many Republicans are questioning the fairness of widespread forgiveness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coming up, but before we get there, well, let's talk about politics for a few moments. I mean, listen, I say this all the time because I hear people that are frustrated that say, oh, it doesn't matter if I vote or I don't vote, but that's not true. It can be a handful of votes that can make a difference, and plus, especially locally, who represents you and what also is happening with your tax dollars in your neighborhoods. And you want to know what's going on with that, because before you know it, you're not paying attention and someone says, oh, did you realize that they're tearing down this or they're doing that or they're charging more for waste here or they're doing this? And you have no idea because you haven't voted. You haven't paid attention to the way people are voting. Look, it starts on the local level. Someone told me that a long time ago when I was turning a blind eye. When I was 18, I was like, I'm tired of the whole thing. 18. And they said, really? Well, this is why you want to pay attention. And I also grew up in a family where it didn't matter what your opinion was, but you better have one, and that it was important to vote. So think about that when you're getting all this direct mail that is being bombarded at your house and you're not even looking at some of it. Some of it you want to look at because you want to pay attention to what especially is happening locally and then who represents you in Washington. So I mentioned this briefly, but in one of Tuesday's big races, you had Crist, a one-time Republican governor of Florida who won the Democratic primary for his old job. He's going to face very popular governor in Ron DeSantis, who has a huge national footprint and I think absolutely wants to run for president. So Charlie Crist, who was endorsed by the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, prevailed over a more liberal female candidate in that Democratic primary for governor. So remember, that's the Democrats' primary for governor. So now it's those two that will go at it. In New York, Congressman Jerry Nadler, who won a last-minute endorsement from the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, beat out an experienced woman and a younger candidate of color. So how about that? That is big, because now he's going to run, and he has kind of a big footprint. He has kind of a big footprint there, so you know we'll see. There was voting in Florida, New York, and Oklahoma, so there are some big decisions and things that are underway. Republicans are running heavily on rising prices and crime. As far as the Democrats watch, that's what's happening. And they're also deciding intra-party contests, many which featured, and we've talked about this along the way, election deniers and candidates who are embracing Donald Trump, who Donald Trump has in some cases campaigned for in some way. So the Republicans are trying to figure out their identity and what that is going to look like. So there's some pretty high stakes there. You have a Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings, who clinched her party's nomination. She's going to take on very popular Republican Senator Marco Rubio in November. But that's hotly contested, because you look at the seats and you look at the numbers. And so then this is why that's important. And she was a longtime police officer, including chief of police. So she has a very big name, and there are lots of there's lots of ad money that's being spent to prop her up, and lots of ad money from the Rubio people to take her down. And these are seats. Again, these are numbers. So you look at those numbers to see where, you know, what's going to happen when we get around to the midterm elections. And when we get there, we're going to need like almost like a bingo card to go through everything, because it's going to be a lot. All right, I promised some, like I said, you got to be kidding me moments. And one of them is what's going on with these thousands of cars that have been recalled over this fire risk, and should the drivers have to park them outside. And we're talking about Hyundais and Kia models. And I see a lot of those on the road because they're affordable for a lot of people. Can you imagine you're being advised to park outside of your house because it could catch on fire if you parked it in your garage? And it's for the 2020 to 2022 Hyundai Palisade SUV models. The 2022 Kia Telluride SUV model is very popular, and it impacts over 280,000 vehicles altogether. So they've even issued a stop sale for cars affected by the recall at dealers. And think about that. Like, what is it? What they're saying is it's the tow hitch. The tow hitch system may be in both models that could allow moisture into the harness module, which causes a short circuit, which could lead to the car catching on fire in some cases. So the repair deal would be you'd go in, they would inspect that, obviously, and they would remove the fuse if they had to remove it or not. And this is the part I love. So you hear that stunning news, right? You may have that SUV, one of the two. And when the repair is available, because trust me, that's not easy, all of the people that are impacted get notified by mail with instructions to bring them to a Hyundai or a Kia dealer. Okay, so here's the scoop. You paid, because these cars aren't that old, you paid XYZ dollars for these cars, and we really aren't sure that you should park them in the garage because there have been some fire risks. So we're not exactly telling you not to, but we're saying how dangerous it could be. So, yeah. And when we have room, we'll try to get you in to repair that, which is never. Trust me, as somebody who had to have some car repairs recently, it's tough going, right? Because there are a lot of people that have to have things done, and maybe they do want to get you in, but they don't have the bodies to do it. They don't have enough time to process everybody. It's not like this well-oiled machine. If you're a little bit nervous and you're listening to me and you have one of these cars, one of these SUVs, go to nhtsa.gov/recalls and enter your VIN number. You know that 17-digit identification number? Because then you can see for sure if your baby is under recall. Darn, just when you were going to sell it for serious money. Because people want SUVs and people want cars. And used cars that are only a couple years old, are you kidding me? And they're popular cars. But spontaneously catching on fire? Yeah, that is no good. That would be very scary to be in that situation and to hear that. Like, all of a sudden, that happens to you and you're running for your life. And I saw actually some footage of one that caught on fire, and the driver was eerie. The driver got out and was unscathed, thank goodness. But, I mean, that car went up in, seemed like, seconds to me, and had no idea, just spontaneously. It just spontaneously went up. Scary. All right, this is crazy. And thanks to the extraordinary staff at the mothership for pointing some of this stuff out to me. The tag team of Alex and George, the chief everything there, including engineer, they were telling me a couple of these stories, and this one I hadn't seen. Surprisingly, I hadn't seen it, because I've seen these surfboards. You know, they have these electric boards. Because I live near a very popular beach in the United States, and they have every toy imaginable, and this is one of the things you see. Just a handful of them, and they're very far out in the Gulf. But I can't imagine being in Venice at the canals, looking up and seeing two surfers who are cruising on electric surfboards and dodging around water taxis and water buses and steering the boards with their handheld controls. And they're just flying around in Venice, the sinking city that people are desperate to get to because we don't know how long it's going to be there. Lots of it has already been taken out. So initially they got away with it, but they were later identified, fined, and kicked out of the floating city. But not before the footage of them surfing the canals went viral. And if you see it, it is, I have to say, it is silly and hilarious in one way, and very, very sad in another way. Two complete idiots doing this. And, they have to be knocked down a peg. They should have been fined. They should have been kicked out. And these were two tourists from where? Australia. Come on, Down Under. What are you thinking? So, you know, their surfboards were also seized, and they're worth about $25,000. They were fined $1,500, and then they were kicked out. So that's it. They lose the boards on top of it. And just completely done. They're gone. So I hope they enjoyed that moment in the sun, so to speak, because they're going to have to pony up if they want to get new electric boards when they go back to Australia. You know, at first when I heard the story, I was thinking, please don't be Americans. Please don't be Americans. Please. And it wasn't Americans. It was Australians that decided that they were going to do that. And again, it did look kind of funny because you have this ancient, incredible city that is just filled with history. And then you see the surfboards going out. And they were making a movie. They were making fools of themselves. So, you know, you gotta be kidding me. Two of them, two very different things happening. Coming up next, we're opening the door to the man cave. I'll meet you there.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Popular chance to win fun prizes and not really know anything about football, and it's okay. That will start up at the beginning of the season. I will give you the exact date. It's going to be on Tuesdays, our last segment in the first hour. So many people email in guesses, and that's fine, and then at least a handful of people end up calling. If you can call, that's even better. We've had some big winners in the past, and there's some incredible prizes, and you get bragging rights, too. It's just a lot of fun to do, where I pick the game of the week, and you tell me what you think the final score is going to be, and who you think is going to win. So it's easy. Who wins the matchup, and what's the final score? And people have come very, very close, my friends, in the last couple of years, but we have not had a winner in a while. So the first game of the season is Thursday, September 8th. It's Buffalo at Los Angeles. And I will be on the road that week, so we are not doing it. We're not doing it then. We're not going to do it that Tuesday, which is when people are just getting back from Labor Day, and a lot of people take that week or take some extra days. So we're going to start it actually on the Tuesday. That would be the second week of the season, which would be the 13th. So on the 13th of September is when we'll start it, to be fair to everybody. I mean, I thought about doing it on Thursday, but we won't. That doesn't make any sense. So we'll do it on the 13th. So September 13th, that gives you some... a chance to get 1 week under your belt, and then we go for it after that because it's a long NFL season. And in the next week, I'm going to preview the teams, the AFC East and AFC North and South and West and NFC East and NFC North and NFC South and NFC West, giving you what I think the scenarios will happen and just some brief thumbnails of all of them, because, of course, that would eat up an entire show. It would be like I was doing some crazy sports show in the middle of the day where I was screaming in the microphone about how superior the team is where you are. So, of course, we're not going to do that. I'm just giving you some helpful hints. How's that? What's really interesting to me is some of the stories that have broken out. Like this whole story about the Raiders really wanted Tom Brady and Ron Gronkowski. And of course, that was a couple of years ago, and that was in the middle of the great Derek Carr run, who really kept focused to keep his job and did a great job for the Raiders in their whole inaugural seasons. And so I guess Derek Carr keeps getting asked, because that's what people do that cover football teams. You know, controversy sells. They keep asking him if he was immune to the stories about his future as the Las Vegas Raiders quarterback in the wake of the stories from UFC President Dana White that there was a deal that was being brokered for Tom Brady to come to the Raiders in 2020. And he said, I would hope so. It is what it is. Famous. That's like the best hashtag for everything. It is what it is. I watch Wicked Tuna when they don't catch tuna. It is what it is. So it is what it is. It was a crazy story, though, that White said, look, I put together a deal for Brady and Gronk. It was almost a done deal. But John Gruden blew it up, said he didn't want them. And that was it. It was crazy. Otherwise, they could have been there. So how about that? Remember, Gruden signed a 10-year deal to coach the Raiders in 2018. He resigned after 5 games last season following reports of some of the language that was used in emails that came up during an investigation of the Washington football team, and emails that were also salacious all around that team, so he was in the middle of that, and they were uncovered then. Boy, emails can be so dangerous, can't they? I mean, I can give you many, many examples of that. Many examples of it. So good for Derek Carr. What's he supposed to say? It doesn't matter. It didn't happen. He didn't know about it until this all was revealed. So just move forward. That's it. Speaking of the Commanders, I still can't get used to that name. Washington Commanders, but it is what it is. So Washington Commanders move Chase Young up to the reserve list now. The defensive end is out for at least 4 games. He's a big part of this team. He tore his ACL and MCL in a game way back in November against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and had to undergo reconstructive surgery, so they don't want to push that. Now you're having the cuts that are happening now, and Washington made that move because they got to get down to the required 80 players, and they had to do that by the Tuesday 4 o'clock deadline. They have to have that. So if they're going to get down, they know they got to put people on lists, and this makes sense because he's not going to be eligible to return until the second week in October. And those positions are vital, but you can't rush that. It'd be just completely stupid. All right, Pete Carroll has a decision to make. Seattle Seahawks, who's going to be the quarterback? Because, of course, their longtime quarterback is now Russell Wilson is the quarterback for the Denver Broncos. The Seattle Seahawks quarterback battle is going to be between Geno Smith and Drew Locke. And he's saying that they're going to take all the time they need to settle on a starter. And they have 2.5 weeks between the preseason finale against the Cowboys on Friday and the September 12th opener against Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. So stay tuned for more on that one. All right, we jump to some other things that are happening in the world of baseball. So this is a time when you want your best of your best in your bullpen for sure, and you still got to deal with injuries. I mean, these are the games, period, whatever professional sport. The Los Angeles Dodgers' Walker Buehler underwent his second Tommy John surgery to, for a tendon repair. So he's a star right-hander. So this is the second time that ends his season. That keeps him out probably for 2023 as well. I mean, there's no way to pussyfoot around it. 28-year-old, got a great arm, but he felt this weird elbow discomfort. He had to come out of a game in June. They did the imaging on the elbow, and they determined he needed full reconstruction of his collateral ligament, his ulnar collateral ligament. That's like the worst case scenario. So what's he going to do? I mean, he posts things on Instagram. He supports the team, and he says, Tommy John, round two, let's roll. And he says, see you when I see you at the Dodgers, because that's all he can do. I mean, he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball, and he was huge for their 2020 World Series championship team. His career ERA, 3.2. 690 strikeouts, just 162 walks, and over 638 innings pitched. So the good news is he's already won a World Series. The bad news is the Dodgers lose him. If you're a Dodger fan, that's not good. But you knew this was inevitable if you were playing along since June when he was hurt and there was weird things happening. When they saw the x-rays, it was not going to be good. I mean, that's it. It's not going to be good. They got to do it. And ba-dum-bump, he is out. If you're a fan of the Yankees, I was talking to a guy in a dog park in Florida earlier in the evening before I jumped on the air for this show, and he was talking about how great the old Yankees used to be. And I'm like, what about the new Yankees? You got Aaron Judd, who is a machine when it comes to home runs. And sure enough, he hit a 453-footer for number 48 on the season. I'd say that's pretty good. And the Yankees, of course, are just crushing it in the AL East. That's one of those teams you either love them or you love to hate them. The Yankees beat their crosstown rivals, the Mets, 4-2. They're now 76-48. That happened at Yankee Stadium. That's it for the Man Cave and this hour. Thanks for listening. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.